Diligently hearken thy voice to the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Lord that healeth thee. We're going to talk today about Jehovah Rapha. Rapha. Well, let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for an opportunity to come up here and to talk about you specifically, Lord, and to teach what your word teaches about your names, Father. And Lord, I think back that every time one of the scribes came to your name when they were copying the scriptures, they would go out and cleanse themselves and come back in and just be refreshed. It was such a special thing, and your name is so holy, Father. So I pray, Lord, that you put your hand on me and not allow me to say anything that's wrong. Father, allow me to teach this this material so that it's clear and it would bring glory and honor to you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that heals, or the physician. We've seen in our study that the compound names of Jehovah are progressive revelation, okay? They reveal Jehovah's ability to meet our needs, okay, in every possible circumstance or situation. Exodus 15:26 is the end promise of a passage where the Lord was speaking to the children of Israel, and they had, the Lord was speaking to the children of Israel, and they had gone wayward, and they had other gods, you know, in their tents, and they were, you know, so the Lord said, look, you come back, and I will heal you, and I won't put any of the plagues from Egypt on you. So this is the first time that the Lord is referred to as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. It's very important that in order to keep that relationship, that we make sure that we stay in love with God. Keep our hearts in love with God. And that's what the children of Israel had to do. We know that Jehovah is Lord, and he is self-existent and eternal, the God of revelation, the God of moral and spiritual attributes, most notably of righteousness, of holiness, of love, and therefore, because of those other things, redemption. Okay. We learn the first compound name of Jehovah. We learned in the first compound name of Jehovah Jireh that God sees and provides. Okay, God knows what our needs are. He knows that my need was to be here today. Okay, he knows that I need help with this lesson. So he sees that and he provides it. He gives us peace. When I was going through this, he opened up my eyes to just how much, and I already made a statement that you don't miss being here until you're here. And he opened up my eyes to the statement that, you know, I do miss you guys and being here under the teaching, and that is one of the ways that God uses to heal us up. We go out in the world every week, and we get beat up and abused, and just, it's just nasty out there sometimes. And we come here every Sunday, every Wednesday, we get refreshed. We could do that every morning or every evening when we go and have our personal Bible time, okay? So the Lord provides us ways that we can be healed, okay? The need is met in Jehovah Jireh because the need was seen, the need was met, and as the need begins to arise, the compound of Jehovah Jireh that describes the characteristics and attributes. Have I got down that far? Sorry. the characteristics and attributes that allows Jehovah to be proved among his people. Okay? So God uses the needs of our lives to prove to us that he cares and how much he loves us. So he takes my need to be here today and allowed me to take last night off so that I could be here today. Because I was supposed to work last night till about 3 in the morning. He provided that need. Okay, he provides our needs every morning when we go to him and share our quiet time with him. And we learn from the scripture, and he, you know, opens up our eyes and lets us see what he has for us every day. In Jehovah Rapha, the need is described and the answer is secured in the compound name. The word Rapha appears some 60 to 70 times in the Old Testament and always means either to restore, to heal, to cure, or is issued in reference to a physician. Okay, somebody who performs those tasks. Can you guys read that? Not very well. How's that? One side's blurry. How about I just move it down? There you go. Better? All right. The fifth physician in reference to healing, when you talk about a physician, it's in reference to healing, okay? That healing is both physical and spiritual. So if we look in Jeremiah 3, let me get my notes here. Jeremiah chapter 33. I got all these little colored ribbons in here. 33 and verse 6 says, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal them the abundance of peace and truth." So that is talking about physical, okay? Their physical needs are met in that verse, okay? And then in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 4-6, it says, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors and have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up nor mollified with ointment." Now, in that passage, that sounds like physical, but he was referring to the people as the children of Israel, as a nation. And he was referring to their spiritual condition in that passage, and that they were, you know, just sick from head to toe. Okay? So when the Rapha is used as a physician healing them, it can be physical or spiritual. Okay? Abraham found Jehovah to be Jireh, so Moses found Jehovah to be Rapha. Last week you guys learned about Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord provides. Okay, so Abraham introduced God's people to the Lord who provides. Moses introduced the people to the Lord that healeth. Okay? The events leading up to Moses' proclamation of Jehovah Rapha included the deliverance from Egypt, the Passover, the crossing of the Red Sea, the great and miraculous discovery of Jehovah Yahweh, who promised, "I will bring you out." The God of salvation and deliverance is soon forgotten by the children of Israel as they get into all these new crises. Thirst in the midst of the heat of the day. Okay, one of the first things that happened was they went out into the desert, and then the people started complaining, "We got nothing to drink." Okay, so there was no water to drink in the desert. The Red Sea was too salty, obviously, and the water hole that they went to was bitter. It was called Marah, which just plain means bitter in Hebrew. Death appeared to be imminent because, you know, I went through my desert training in the army, and you can live a couple of weeks without food, but you only get like 72 hours without water, and you're dead. You're done. So it appeared to be imminent with their death. It would be fairly agonizing. I've been through the survival training, and when you start getting no water, you get muscle cramps, you know, and they know how that hurts, first of all. But your stomach starts to cramp up, you get shakes and trembles and all this good stuff. You can't sweat anymore, and you just overheat and you die. It's pretty painful. So they were helpless in and of themselves. They couldn't do anything themselves. But Jehovah Rapha healed the waters. He showed Moses a tree. And when he cast the tree into the waters, they drank from the water and they renewed their strength. Jehovah provided the or proved the people. Okay? So Exodus 15, 25 and 26. Go there again. That's that yellow one. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree which he when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken thy voice unto the Lord, and will do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, and will give ear to his commandments, and will put his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Okay? So, the Lord healed the waters and in extension healed the children of Israel, gave them water to drink in the desert. Okay, when they saw the waters were made sweet, they knew that Jehovah healed them. They continued on to Elim, where they found an abundance of water and fruit. Moses, by faith, looked to the tree, in obedience, cast it into the bitter waters, and that set the pattern. God could heal even the bitter waters of Marah. And the people would take their new revelation of Jehovah Rapha with their obedient faith, and they followed the statutes and ordinances. They could personally know Jehovah Rapha. Okay? That's the pattern. That's the pattern that God set in the Old Testament for salvation in the New Testament. Okay? If we take the revelation of Jehovah Rapha, God, who heals us from our sin, okay, and we have obedient faith and we turn from our sin, we repent of our religion and our dead works and all of that stuff, and turn to Him in salvation, then follow the statutes and ordinances, we personally know God as the healer of our lives. Okay? Let's see. Go to... We already read it. No, we didn't. Exodus 22. Exodus 22, 25 and 26. If thou, let's see. This is just talking about how we're supposed to, in light of this, how we're supposed to treat others, okay? If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor, thou shalt not be unto him as an user, also lay upon him, not lay upon him usury. If thou take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver him by that the sun goeth down. So we're supposed to restore unto other people the same way that God heals and restores us. So we have to follow that example in how we deal with other people. Okay? And then Psalm 45:3. Psalm, what did I say? Oh, 43:5. I said 45:3. Psalm 43:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted with me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So Psalm 43:5 talks about God being the health of our lives. He invigorates us. He when we're quiet, when we're downtrodden and discouraged, God will revitalize us, heal us, make us strong again. Okay. Wrong one. Okay. Okay. Now, when God directed Moses to that tree didn't have any magical powers, mystical anything to it. The people didn't even suggest that they look or worship the tree, okay? But the tree was used by God, Jehovah, as an instrument to heal the waters, okay? So there was nothing innate about the tree, okay? But just like that tree, okay, in the New Testament, we have Calvary that was the site of another tree that healed the bitter waters of sin. Okay? It delivered from the burden and bondage of iniquity those who ultimately would die. Okay? And that death they're talking about is the second death. We all know that as human beings, we only have a short time here on this planet. We will physically die. But sin has the consequence of the second death. Okay? And that burden and bondage was taken away on the tree of Calvary. And because of that, we get eternal life, spiritual eternal life. Okay? That tree also, the one on Calvary, was just wood. It didn't have anything magical about it, okay? It was a symbol, okay? It gives us something to objectify our faith towards God, okay? Not that we worship it. We don't worship the cross, okay? We worship the man on the cross. We don't worship, the people of the children of Israel didn't worship the tree. They worshiped God who gave them the tree that purified the waters, okay? Same thing. Old Testament saints saw Jehovah Rapha as the one who heals. In the New Testament, God again reveals to his people Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, the one who heals, Jehovah Jesus, the Lord Jesus. Okay, in Luke 4:18, and I have these all marked out. Luke 4 and 18. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So the Lord Jesus is talking here, and he said, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to heal up your broken lives, your broken spirit. He physically gave people that were blind their sight back. But he also opened people's spiritual eyes. Okay? So he gave them physical healing. He gave them spiritual healing. Okay? He dealt with people's physical infirmities. The lady that had the issue of blood dealt with her physical infirmity, okay, but also dealt with her spiritual infirmity, okay, her corruption, her the sin that was in her life, okay. The folks that were lame, okay, maybe had a fall or whatever, we don't know, dealt with the injuries that they had received physically, deals with our physical abuse that we have to take, or I'm sorry, spiritual abuse that we have to take every week. Okay, we come here and we get reinfused, re-energized. He heals us. So that's Luke 4:18. Matthew 11, 4 and 5 says same thing. John 5, they had John 5:31 there, but I looked up the whole chapter of John 5, and John 5 talks all about Jesus' authority to be here and who sent him and why he's here to help us, to heal us. And John chapter 5 just establishes God's authority. So I kind of crossed off the 31 and I just said the whole chapter of John 5. So read that when you guys get a chance. It's really good. Not that any other part isn't. Okay, it's all really good. Mark 5, 26 and, or 25 and 26. And let's see, 1 Peter. I wanted to read that one. There we go. Wow, came out. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Says, who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Okay? Or ye were healed. Jesus suffered and took our stripes on the cross, and we were healed by his sacrifice. So that's one of my very favorite verses in there. He sacrificed for us so that we could be healed of our iniquity. And yeah, that part always gets me. Sometimes I just get so thankful for what God's done for me. So, anyway. Gets me all goosebumps. Jesus came to the world to be a healer, okay? The four Gospels shows us that a great physician, we talked about all of his miracles, okay? Jehovah Rapha was manifested in human form as Jesus, and we talked about Luke 4:18 gives him the authority, came into the world, this sick world as a healer. Matthew 11, 4 and 5. Let's see, did I have that one down? Yeah, it's a green one. Matthew 11, 4 and 5 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again these things which ye do and hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Okay? That's all part of the healing. Physical healing with the deaf and the lame and the lepers and the dead raised, and the gospel being preached. So, and I guess my point is that every time we hear Jehovah Rapha, it's not just the physical, it's the spiritual. The spiritual aspect is hand in hand with that. So, you got your physical healing, you also get your spiritual healing. Okay? Luke chapter 5 and verse 31. And Mark 9:12, they both say the same thing. So we'll read the Luke verse. Luke 5:31. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Okay? if there was no need for Jesus to come and heal us, then why would we do that? And we hear a lot of times, you go out witnessing, and people are like, well, you know, I'm gonna go to heaven because, you know, I've been pretty good, or, you know, I'm not that bad, or I'm not as bad as that other person. But Jesus didn't come here for no reason. He came here to heal the sick. He said that if you're whole, if you're not sick, if there's nothing wrong with you, you don't need a physician. So why am I here? Okay? Just to prove the point that everybody needs somebody or needs Jesus to come and heal that sickness of sin in our lives. Okay? It's Jesus who heals, and although God chooses the timing and instrumentation by which He, as Jehovah Rapha, heals, it is still God who does the healing. Okay? Doctors, surgeons, pharmacists, nurses, prayer, anointing with oil, faith, all of that is dependent upon God, as the great physician, His will, His planning, and His timing. I've heard preachers talk about people who wanted to end their lives. You know, they were in pain. They didn't like how their lives were going. They tried to commit suicide, and God wouldn't let them. It wasn't their time. Okay? I've heard lots of other people who thought that they had forever. Okay? And God took them, just like that. None of this stuff is in our control. It's all in God's control. You can have the greatest surgeons and the best doctors and all the medicine that you could possibly wish for, and if it's your time, God calls you home, there's nothing you're going to do about it. And if He doesn't want to take you at that point in time, there's nothing you're going to do about that either. Okay? So, all of this is dependent upon God. Okay? His will, His plan, His timing. Jehovah Rapha, covenanted. Oh, man, a lot of big words in here. I don't know who wrote this. Jehovah Rapha covenanted with His people a conditional statute and ordinance. Okay? All of this stuff goes back to what I was saying before. Children of Israel had turned against God. They had, you know, gone to other gods, had statues and all this stuff that got into the world, okay? The ordinance, the covenant that He had was conditional. You turn your hearts back to Me, and I'll heal you. Okay, so that's what our text verse says, you know. If you obey My statutes, if you listen to My ordinances, if you come back and do the things that I've told you, then I will heal you, and I won't put the plagues of Egypt upon you. Okay? So healing was dependent on their dependence upon Him. The more we trust God, the more we depend on Him to heal us, the greater the healing that He's going to show us in return. Okay? But until we put all our faith on Him, He's just going to wait around and say, hey, you know, I'm still here. All you got to do is call Me. All you got to do is ask. And He wants us to. He's sitting up there. He's waiting for us to ask Him. All we've got to do is ask Him. Okay? Turn our hearts back towards God, and He'll heal us. Okay? Got some quotes down here. Sorry. I'll go the other way. Let's see. I don't know who H. Lockyer is. I couldn't find it. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find it. So, anyway, it says, what a blessed gospel it is to take the poor, sorrowful, sin-stricken hearts of men and women. He healed the broken in heart, and I will heal their wounds and diseases. And those are quotes from Scripture. The precious blood by the Savior shed is the only healing balms for the lives embittered by sin. And that's true. Okay? Last week I was talking with a young lady at work, okay? Sitting in a corner crying in the lunchroom. And I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? No, my husband is following me around. He thinks that I'm doing this or that or whatever. She wasn't, but she was embittered. Okay? She was all caught up in her, you know, messed up, ruined life. I witnessed to her. I hope she listens, you know. And I told her, I said, everybody around you will disappoint you. Everybody around you will treat you poorly. I said, but there's one person who will never, ever treat you badly, will never treat you less than you deserve. He will always lift you up and love you unconditionally, no matter what. And I pointed her to the Lord. She didn't choose to make any kind of decision then, but she got the message. So, you know, hopefully, the Lord's the only one that can do that. No matter what, there was nothing I could do for that young lady. Okay, I, you know, send her to counseling with the employee assistance program, whatever. Okay, that's all I can do. That's no guarantee. What God offers is a guarantee. So. Anyway, that's what I have, and I hope it was good for you. Remember that Jehovah Rapha is with us at all times. Okay, he's there. All we have to do is call on him. I'm a little early, but he's there to heal us. He's there to help us. He sees our need and he's ready to provide. All we have to do is ask. Turn our heart back to him. And he'll provide that for us. So.